or sometimes it, for a fever, they put this powder in capsules and take it for the cold.
Why not?
Okay. You might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what, anyway?
Died.
Okay. What's the other word, way of saying that he died?
Expired.
Okay. Any other word?
Passed away.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Would you ever just say passed?
Passed. Uh-huh.
What do you think? Say more. Passed away or passed?
I think it's with pass. This is just one pass.
Okay. Do you have any crude, humorous ways of saying that somebody died? Like, I sure am glad that old skin flint finally
died.
Okay, or another way of saying that.
Kick the bucket.
Okay. Anything else? Oh. Anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Croaked.
Okay. You might say, gosh, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died of.
What?
What he died of.
Okay. And the place where they bury people is called a
cemetery.
Okay, and if it's sort of small now in the country, you'd call it a
graveyard.
Okay. And if it's real small now on the farm, you'd call it, what if it's at, what's the, around a church? And what do they call the box that they put the body in when they bury it?
Coffin.
Okay, you know any other words for that?
Casket.
Okay. Were the old-timey ones, you know, they made of wood and they were wide at the shoulders and they sort of tapered down, you know, toward the ankles. Were they called anything else?
Coffins, that's what they
call. Okay. You might say he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And people are dressed in black, you'd say they're in
mourning.
Okay. And if you meet somebody on the street and he says, hey, how you doing? And it's just an average day. You know, you're not feeling real great, but you're not feeling bad either. So you say, oh,
pretty good.
Okay. If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
All right. Okay, if your joints are stiff and aching, you say you got a touch of
flu.
Oh, this is different. This is like when people get real old, they get
arthritis.
Okay, okay. What do you call a severe sore throat that children used to get and they choke in the middle of the night?
The diphtheria?
Okay. Now, here you all know about this one. If your skin, your eyeballs turn yellow, you're getting
meningitis.
Similar sort of thing. Is something
yellow jaundice.
What?
Yellow jaundice, isn't it?
Okay. Okay. And if you have a sharp pain right down here and you have to go to the hospital and have something taken out, then you probably have
appendicitis.
What?
Appendicitis.
Okay. And if you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and you come back up, they come back up, you say you
vomited.
Okay, and what's another word?
Threw up.
Which is more polite?
I think vomited. Threw up. It doesn't make any difference.
Okay, okay. You don't have any crude ways of saying that? You know, joking ways? Okay, any ways of saying that you might just use with a child?
Threw up is all we ever use.
Okay. If you were at a party and you'd had some sort of rich food to eat, you know, it's pretty warm in there. After a while, you might say, I think I'll go out and get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick.
In the stomach?
What?
In my stomach.
Okay. Say you had a gossipy neighbor. She hardly got the news when she came right over. What?
To tell about it.
Okay. And you might say, if he doesn't come, I'd be disappointed.